Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Oh, what a week it has been, and it's about to get even better. A lot of heavy stuff in the first hour of the show. A lot of good stuff on a lighter note in between with the cut sheet and some of our other stories with Jon Stewart and Bill Maher. And now it is time to laugh and giggle like a little 7-year-old because the great Donald Trump is Woo-hoo! With us yet again here on Kale and Company. Mr. President, this is becoming a regular routine, and Philadelphia enjoys hearing from you on a almost weekly basis. How are you this morning, sir?
Well, we're doing very well, and I have to say, you know, it's nice to hear compliments coming from Philadelphia, because usually they boo, and they boo very loudly when they're unhappy and sometimes when they're happy. You know, the one thing I remember is at the Eagles, who John Fetterman said are better than the Eagles. Nobody knows what that means. You're at the stadium. They booed Santa. Nobody understands why you would do that. Now you're definitely going to get coal, except I love coal, so I'll boo Santa Claus all day long. But, you know, Philadelphia loves it. You love it. Your ratings are tremendous. And we are having a fantastic week. I could say that we're having a fantastic month. We're going to have a fantastic year. And you are all doing a tremendous job. That much I can tell you.
Thank you very much,
Mr. President. So it's been a good week for you. And it started when the judgment was slashed from approximately $500 million down to just $175 million. No big deal, right? Congrats on the financial victory. I love how you said when you were asked how you would post the bond, you turned back around. You said one word. You said one word only. It reminded me of Randy Moss 20 years ago in the NFL when he said cash. Straight cash, homie. Your thoughts on that victory this past week?
Well, and I actually told Randy Moss to answer that question that way. I said, Randy, you know, I called him Randy. I said, Randy, you know, you have, and I taught him how to catch with one hand, too, because, you know, he's a tremendous receiver. And he was good friends with my friend Tom, who is Tom Brady, you know, who I'm talking about. Taught him how to throw a football, Mar-a-Lago. It was a tremendous thing. I said, Tom, you have to throw it like this. He said, okay. I said, look at that beautiful spiral. It's fantastic. So, Tom, and he became one of the greatest of all time. Randy and Tom had a special connection, like Fannie Willis and Nathan Wade, except not that intimate, but they were great on a football field. And Fannie and Nathan played games with each other, too, but not football. They played something else. But you look at cash, you know, and I'm going to be paying in cash. I actually may be paying in change. We may do it in pennies and have them count for a very long time, even though I understand that the liberals have a hard time counting, so it would take them a very long time to count to $175 million, which is a lot of money to some people, but it's what I call crumbs for me. I've made a lot of money in my life, and I have a ton of cash on hand. They call it cash on hand, and we're going to pay it. We're going to pay it like nobody's ever paid it before. And then we're going to look at Peekaboo James, and we're going to say, you're never getting Trump Tower. Peekaboo, you're never getting Trump Tower. And she's very upset about it, and we're very happy about it. So we're going to pay in cash the same way the Biden and Obama administration paid Iran with cash. Maybe we'll do pallets. Maybe we won't. But we are going to pay in cash, and they're going to be happy about it. We're going to be happy about it. And then we're going to beat them like nobody's ever beaten them before, believe me.
Mr. President, Truth Social on the stock market, it goes public and it took off like a rocket ship on day one. Jim Cramer and all these financial TV experts, they were just stunned that your stock would soar the way it did. Your thoughts on the initial performance and how soon you might be able to cash in on your shares?
Well, Truth Social, I have to say this. It's hotter than Nikki Haley in the back of an Escalade.
Oh, you think about it, okay?
It's very hot. It's hot. Nobody's ever been this hot before, but except Melania. She's the only thing that's been this hot. But I can say this, and everybody knows that we're talking facts. You know, we only talk facts. But you look at Jim Cramer. He said it was going to fail. I think we figured out Nancy Pelosi's trading secrets. She calls Jim for advice and then does the opposite. It's not even insider trading. It's just we call it the opposite protocol. It's Jim Cramer, do the opposite. He says, go up, you go down. He says, you go long, you go short. He says, you go short, you go long. It's tremendous. And it's very efficient. He's got 100% failure rate, which means Nancy has the 100% success rate. So it may not be insider trading and maybe Jim Cramer trading the opposite. But you look at Truth Social, it's hot and it's going up like a rocket ship. The platform's doing incredibly well. I'm doing incredibly well. And, you know, billions with the B, more billions. I've done that a lot and we just did it again. And I want to thank the crazy left-wing psychopaths at Twitter and Facebook and YouTube because if they never banned me, if I was never banned, I never would have started the greatest social media platform on the internet. That's called Truth Social, and it trades on the highly respected NASDAQ at DJT. So everybody sees my initials going by on the ticker with the big green arrow. It's going up like a rocket ship like nobody's ever seen, and we're very excited about it.
Indeed, you should be. Donald Trump is with us here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. So fake news NBC ditches Ronna McDaniel after backlash from all of those well-respected journalists like Joy Reid and Rachel Maddow. Your thoughts on the former RNC chair being fired by a network that you once were on and adored on in NBC?
Well, and I taught NBC how to do that. You know, I made them a lot of money. I taught them how to do that. You're fired. It was two words that I said on the network that made them a lot of cash. You talk about cash. This is NBC Comcast. I call it Comcast because it's a total con job. If you have Comcast, you look at your cable bill, you say, I'm being conned. Look at these prices. It's terrible. And, you know, you look at it. They're in your city, Philadelphia. It's a terrible thing that's happening over there. They have a building there. Terrible people, really. That's probably why the people in Philadelphia love to boo, because they have Comcast. It's terrible. But you look at NBC, it took them 4 days to do what the RNC should have done a long time ago. They got rid of Ronna Romney McDaniel. I thought she was going to be a good person. She actually was a bad person. And probably I could blame this one on Chris Christie, too, just like Christopher Ray. And Christie is going to be making an appearance in a few weeks. There's an eclipse, and he's getting up out of bed. There's going to be no sun for a while.
Sloppy Chris Christie.
I'll tell you that. Oh, it's going to be tremendous. He's going to be up there, and the sun's going to go dark, and then he's going to go back and eat his donuts and go back to bed, and that's going to be the end of it. But you look at Ronna. She's been fired. Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd had a meltdown. Rachel Madcow had a meltdown. She melted down worse than when she thought she had my tax returns. Remember, I got the return. She looked at it. She said, he paid a lot of taxes. Look at this. You look at Joy Reid. She's trying to steal my hairdo. You see that? She's trying to steal it. Doesn't look very good on her. It looks great on me. Doesn't look very good on her.
That's true.
So they got rid of her. I ultimately think it was the right decision, but they're still fake news, believe me.
Donald Trump with us here on Kale and Company. So final one for you, Mr. President. You look at what's going on in this country right now with Homeland Security. They are going after Diddy, P. Diddy, Sean Puffy Combs, whatever you want to call them, over drugs and other trafficking acts. Accusations. Your thought and thoughts on this story and these reports about a man who has openly campaigned for Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton, and Barack Obama.
Well, you see what happened to P. Diddy, and he's somebody that I don't like very much. I love Snoop Dogg. He's going to be my running mate. Snoop Dogg loves me. We're doing Trump Dogg 2024. We're not doing Diddy. We don't like Diddy. And you see what he did. You know, you're hearing about trafficking. I think we found out who brought Ashley Biden into the shower. It was probably Diddy who gave her to Joe. You know, it's terrible what's happening. And you see these horrible things. These are horrible people, and they're sick people. And they like it. They like doing things like that. So we don't want to see that happen, and we're never going to let that happen. And when I'm your president, we're going to clean it. We're going to clean it all up. We're going to get the, there's what I call in this country, they're coming across the border. We call them bad hombres. We're going to get them out of here. But you look at Diddy, you look at these things on the left. These are terrible people. These are sick people. And nothing they do surprises me anymore. So I want to see them held accountable. And the fake news needs to start talking about it. You know, you look at this guy, and he's done horrible things. He's alleged. And they say that terrible things about me. They say a lot of bad things about me. I've never done any of those things. You look at what he's doing and what these people are supporting. And these are terrible people, and they should be held accountable.
The great Donald J. Trump with us here on Kale & Company, a.k.a. Sean Farish. Great stuff, as always, Sean. I want to get your thoughts on a handful of other stories that I did not ask you about in Trump mode. Yesterday was the one-year anniversary of the Nashville shooter, the school shooting with Audrey Hale and those six people that tragically lost their lives. That was my opening monologue today about how we're still not being told the motive. We still haven't seen the manifesto, despite, I believe, a story last week saying a federal judge says the FBI has to release this to the public. I used to live in Nashville. You live in Nashville now or on the outskirts of Nashville. What are people saying down there? What are your thoughts as to a year later why we are still not being given full transparency?
Well, a friend of mine out here in Nashville, actually, when the couple of documents from the manifesto leaked, he went into communities and actually interviewed people about the manifesto. His name is Ramont, and he's a great guy, a good friend of mine. And so he actually went into some of these inner city communities and said, you know, there's a lot of uproar over the fact that this document leaked. Don't you think you should have the information? And everybody said, of course. We want to know what's going on behind closed doors. We want to know what's going on in the schools here. You know, I was living in Nashville last year when this happened. I was only there for a couple of months at that point. We're now a little bit further south of Nashville. But the general thought is we want to know. And it's not just, you don't have to live in Nashville to feel this way. We want to know what's going on. I want to know how a massive tanker crashed into a bridge in Baltimore. I want to know why this, you know, why this lunatic, we're not learning about what was the motive behind this shooter at this school, why this crazed individual wanted to murder children. Because I know that when there was a mass shooter in a supermarket or a strip mall in Buffalo, New York, we got the manifesto right away because it showed that he was a quote unquote white extremist. You know, we've seen it all the time. When it fits a certain narrative, we know everything about the person. And when it doesn't, it gets scrubbed. Why are we not hearing about another story out of Chicago where an illegal immigrant murdered a transgender person? But because the left has no idea how to spin it.
Yeah.
Because it's super citizen A versus super citizen B. Mm-hmm. They have no idea how to come at the story. You know, neither group could ever do anything wrong. So you're looking at this in Nashville. It's been a year. Where's the information? Because and obviously, look, this is where my logic leads me. The information that's in this manifesto is information that would suggest to the people that the quote unquote treatment that we're giving this community isn't making things any better and is leading them down this path. We are not affirming one's gender by doing surgeries or giving hormones or things like that. We are affirming one's insanity. If you have an anorexic friend who you could tell is anorexic, you don't go to that anorexic friend and say, stop eating, I'm with you. You say, hey, you got to take care of yourself. It's time for a reality check. We used to call this an intervention. That's what some of these folks need. And that's what the manifesto is probably going to show. We'll see what happens when the whole thing comes out.
I'm so glad you brought up that Chicago story because the media doesn't know which way to spin it. And this is, I think, what ultimately leads to the destruction of the media, especially when you're talking about playing identity politics, because you talk about how it was an illegal immigrant and the victim was somebody in the LGBTQ community. You can go back to the massive sports story a few years ago when Deshaun Watson, the Browns quarterback, was dealing with all of these accusations of sexual assault with masseuses and massage therapists. ESPN didn't know how to spin it because they didn't want to go after the black quarterback, but they also didn't want to denigrate and demoralize women and say that some of these women were maybe making up these charges. This is the catch-22 if you play the identity politics game, is it not?
Yeah, exactly what it is. You always back yourself up into a corner. The left does this all the time. They do it every single time. And in this situation, I believe it was like three prongs, right? So I even posted about it and I said, what does the left do? Like, what do you think they do? And obviously, like the obvious answer was, well, they're just going to ignore it. They'll find something else to talk about. Fine. That's ultimately what they did. But from an ideological standpoint or from a platform, you know, you can go one of three ways. You could blame the illegal, which they're never going to do. You can't really blame the victim here, right? I mean, say what you want about the trans community. They shouldn't be in the bathroom if you're a man with a woman. Fine. Shouldn't be killed by an illegal in the street. And you couldn't even blame the gun. Because in Chicago, you have some of the toughest gun laws in the country. And what usually happens, they go, well, these shootings in Chicago are happening because the places surrounding Chicago have lax gun laws. Well, then why aren't the shootings happening there? So it's you really couldn't go anywhere. The logical thing to do, the decent thing to do, if these members of the media were decent people, would be to blame the illegal on the open border for the fact this person lost their life. But they can't do that because this is that whole great replacement where they want to bring folks in and replace the old voters with these new non-citizens right now, but future voters later, that they can't highlight that because that would stop this entire scheme, you know, in progress. And it's funny because people go, that's a conspiracy theory. You have Yvette Clark in Brooklyn, a congresswoman, saying she needs more people in her district.
Yeah.
Bring them in because she doesn't want to lose her seat. So before anybody says that's a conspiracy, they're admitting to it. Demographics is destiny. They admit to this stuff all the time. And that's why they can't spin that Chicago story and why nobody has talked about it.
Speaking of illegal immigrants and the issues at the border, now the latest story is we played this clip, I think it was last week, one of the migrants that came across that was on TikTok, basically informing and educating people how to get across the border, how to, you know, occupy somebody's home as a squatter. He is now actually a fugitive, and ICE is trying to track him down. We've got to get these type of people off the streets because this is obviously a major issue, and they're using social media to basically inform many other people, this is the way it's done, this is how you're going to execute this invasion. It's really what it is. It's not just a crisis anymore at the border. Your thoughts on that story, and I'm referring specifically to the Venezuelan migrant influencer on social media.
Yeah, basically, here's how to invade the United States for dummies. Do this and you'll be fine. And that just shows you that the border is not secure. You know, Kathy Hochul a couple weeks ago on CNN told us the quiet part out loud. I can't stand her, but she let this slip, right? She said she wants New York not to, give up their sanctuary city powers in the way they deal with these immigrants, these illegal aliens, these bad hombres, as I call them, because she doesn't want to deport them back to their country because she said, and I quote, I don't know that they're not going to come back in a couple of months. Well, gee, Kathy, how is that possible when the administration has been telling us that the border is secure? Well, obviously it's not. So you have attacks on police. You have Michigan, story out of Michigan, where Michigan is offering homeowners $500 a month to house what they're calling newcomers. Now, this is not a new kid who moved into your school district. Let's welcome him and make him feel comfortable. These are people who have no legal basis to come and stay in this country. They are all criminals. 100% of them are criminals. That's harsh. No, it's not, because illegally crossing into the United States is a crime. And the Democrats tell us that nobody is above the law. If Donald Trump is going to be in trouble for, quote unquote, inciting an insurrection that, by the way, never happened on January 6th because of posts on social media, then we need to start holding these people accountable on social media for inciting an invasion of the United States. It's not going to happen because they want these people to come here. They like when they see this type of thing happen. They love the destabilization of society. But it just goes to show you that there is a larger scheme at work. There's a larger play here. They're trafficking in new voters eventually. They're sucking up to these people. They're giving them $1,400 a month in New York City on debit cards. They did nothing but break the law, and they're getting money, yeah. Right? So they're giving these people things, handouts. They're buying, they're investing. This is an investment for them, for their future and their future cling to power. That's all it is. It is disgusting, and I think the American people are seeing it and waking up to it.
Sean, final one for you. You brought up New New York, and prior to living in Nashville, you lived, I believe, in Long Island, so you're a New Yorker at heart. This awful story with the slain NYPD officer, Jonathan Diller. I'm looking at dual covers of the Daily News, one that says Trump to attend for slain NYPD officer Jonathan Diller, and then the current president, Joe Biden, will be in New York, except he'll be there for a star-studded Radio City fundraiser with Bill Clinton and Barack Obama. Just your thoughts in general with this guy that allegedly had 21 prior convictions that killed one of New York's finest.
Yeah, there you have. There's liberal policies at work. Okay, this is the same concept as the open border. All right. They don't care. They don't care who's on your streets. I want you to think of this. Anyone who's listening in New York or in the Northeast or in a blue city or a blue state, these people who are running your cities, your states, if they are run by Democrats and in some cases, if they're run by Republicans, they don't care about you. They don't care that Jonathan Diller is leaving behind a 9-month-old baby boy. They don't care that he had all these family and friends in Massapequa Park on Long Island. I grew up 15 minutes east of there. They don't care. Okay. If they cared, cashless bail wouldn't be a thing. That guy wouldn't have been out on the streets after 21 plus arrests. If the Democrats cared, they would actually enforce our border laws and not let these border crossers come across the country and then get released into the system. It's the same thing that Rudy Giuliani used to do in New York City with broken windows policing. They would nab the guy who jumped the turnstile before he got on the subway, because if the guy who jumped the turnstile got on the subway, he was probably committing other crimes on the subway. You say, well, why, how do you arrive at that conclusion? Because the guy who's going to go rape somebody or rob somebody or assault somebody on the subway isn't probably thinking, let me follow the law and pay the fare. They're going to jump the turnstile, get on the train and cause problems. That's what's happening at the border. That's what's going on in the streets in New York City. That's why Officer Jonathan Diller lost his life, because of liberal policies. They don't care about the working man. They don't care about the police officers. They don't care about the blue collar. All they care about every 4 years is gaslighting and winning elections. And I respect their work ethic, but I hate their tactics. I hate their platform. That man should be alive. There are people all across the country who have lost their lives because of the open border. People all across the country, specifically in police forces, all across the country, who have lost their lives because of liberal policies, cashless bail. I hope the American people are paying attention and realizing you may not have known Jonathan Diller. I didn't know him. I know people who knew him. You may not have known him, but that could be your son, your friend, your coworker, your daughter. You're someone you know could be the next Lakin Riley. We don't want to see it happen, but the Democrats are allowing it to happen. And that's what needs to tip the scale in the 2024 election. As a New Yorker at heart, as you said, this has happened so many times and it is so preventable, and nobody in power wants to prevent it because they just don't care.
Well said. Sean Farish, he will be co-hosting with us next Friday as Dawn goes for her trip to Italy. So a week from tomorrow, I am looking forward to chopping it up with you for 4 hours. I think we're going to have a lot of laughs.
Oh, we're going to have a lot of fun. Dawn, I hope you enjoy yourself in Italy.
Thank you.
It's amazing out there. I've never been there before, but I hear it's amazing. And it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun next Friday.
All right. Good stuff, buddy. We'll talk to you then.
Yeah. I'll make sure I bring my Trump Bible.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, Sean, it's $59.99. Have you purchased your Trump Bible yet?
Not yet. Not yet. But I heard from a source, it's the greatest Bible in the world.
Trump's words in red letter. Good stuff, buddy.
Thank you.
Thanks, brother.
Thank you.
There he is. Sean Farish will be joining us next Friday, the co-host for all 4 hours. Now, here's my question.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't ask this. Is he also going to do 10 to noon as well?
No.
Oh, okay.
Kathy Barnett's going to do 10.
Okay. Okay.
So
not everybody can do 30 hours like Dawn.
No. Dawn is special. Dawn is special.
Yes.
She's the only one I will allow on this radio station to do 6 hours.
So, I offered and they shot me down,
no,
folks.
Yeah, no, sorry.
Actually, I didn't offer. I never would.
No.
4 hours is enough. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back.
Let's do the Morning Mystery Movie.
Okay, let's get to the Morning Mystery Movie clip right now.
And now, the Morning Mystery Movie clip on Kale & Company. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I am Gunnery Sergeant Hartman, your senior drill instructor. From now on, you will speak only when spoken to.
Amazing.
And the first and last words out of your filthy sewers will be, sir. Do you understand that?
Sir, yes, sir.
I can't hear you. Sound off like you got a pair.
Sir, yes, sir.
If you ladies leave my island, if you survive recruit training, you will be a weapon. You will be a minister of death praying for war. But until that day, you are pukes. You're the lowest form of life on Earth. You're not even human being.
Oh, God.
God, so good.
Think you know what it is?
So good.
Be call at 12 at 855-839-1210. And you could win this great prize.
Can I just say, I think we need more parents like that.
I agree. I agree. Yeah, but you know what? Gen Alpha or whatever generation it is today, they wouldn't be able to handle that.
That's true.
They would not. Gen Z certainly couldn't handle it. I would argue some millennials probably couldn't handle it. All right, but if you know that movie, and if you don't, something's wrong with you.
Something.
Yeah, caller 12, 855-839-1210. You'll get a pair of tickets to Willie Nelson's 4th of July picnic with Bob Dylan, Robert Plant, Alison Krauss, Maren Morris, Mavis Staples, and more at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion.
Woohoo!
Tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. That is Friday, March 29th at Ticketmaster.com. See if we get our winner when we come back, followed by What's on the Cut Sheet Part 2, Kale and Company on a Thursday. Back after this.
You know, this weekend, we're going to have lots of family gatherings for the Easter weekend, and I know everybody's going to gather in the kitchen. What is it about the kitchen? Because it's the heart of your home. It certainly is the heart of my home. If your kitchen or bath is outdated, you know what you need? Kitchen Magic. They're local, Pennsylvania family owned and operated since 1979. They have such a great experienced team transforming more than 60,000 spaces. A dedicated design consultant is going to work with you on all your choices for refacing, custom cabinets, the backsplash. What about the counters? Or that tub shower conversion. Yeah, they do that too, so that you get exactly what you want. It comes with an industry leading warranty. And right now, Kitchen Magic is offering 12 months, no payments, no interest financing, plus 10% off your entire remodel. Just visit kitchenmagic.com, kitchenmagic.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
It's Kale and Company on demand. From Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Good to have everybody in on this Thursday morning Dawn Show coming up top of the hour. We will find out what's on tap for the Dawn Show, who won Twitter today, and today in music history. And, of course, what's on the cut sheet part due just a few moments away. But right now, let's give away our tickets to Willie Nelson's picnic coming up later this summer, as we have Jimmy in Kensington, who I think nailed that easy movie. Jimmy, good morning. What movie did we play for you, sir?
That's Full Metal Jacket.
Yeah, that is correct. Well done, sir. You have the tickets for Willie Nelson's 4th of July picnic.
Awesome.
All right. Thank you so much for listening and playing, Jimmy. There he is, Jimmy in Kensington. And that is the tickets. We'll have another pair tomorrow, and they go on sale right after the show wraps up tomorrow at 10 a.m., and you can purchase them at Ticketmaster.com if you don't win them.
It's been a win them before you can buy them week here on Kale & Company, as they say in the business.
That is correct. Yep. All right, 9:32. Let's get to a Thursday edition of What's on the Cut Sheet Part 2.
What? On the cut sheet!
I do. Oh my God, there's so much to get to. I only kind of scratched the surface with part one.
You're finally getting to your Monday cut sheet stuff.
New co-chairwoman of the RNC, Laura Trump, was interviewed yesterday. And the question was asked about the abortion issue for the GOP and how Trump, because, you know, there's been rumors out there that Trump favors a 15-week federal ban on abortion. What did Laura Trump say about this? This is cut 7, Phil, go.
Donald Trump has talked about the idea of maybe a 15 or a 16-week ban recently. He seems to be kind of kicking around that idea. Would you advise him to stay out of this issue from a federal perspective?
I think if you asked him now, I think he would say he agrees with allowing the states to decide.
Interesting.
Okay, so let me ask you this, and I don't know the answer to this. This will be more geared towards females. Dawn, we will lean on your expertise in that category. Does it matter when Trump's thinking about a VP? Strategically, Does he have to consider whether or not there's a female? We talked about Nikki Haley's message with abortion when she was, you know, quote, in the running. Does it matter what the message is and who it's coming from when it's a VP? Like, I got to imagine whether it's Kristi Noem or Tulsi Gabbard or Sarah Huckabee Sanders, whoever it might be, that that sensitive subject messaging is uber critical. If in fact it matters at all post Roe v. Wade for Republicans, I would have to think that that's got to be something that he's kicking around in his head, right? Like, you can't select Tim Scott to be your VP and then you get grilled with, you know, questions on abortion, and Trump and Tim Scott are both going to come off looking, you know, not the best in the best light as a man, I would think. That would just be my guess, though.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, as far as what Laura Trump said, of course, it's a Supreme Court ruling with the states' rights. And so, of course, he's going to respect the high court's ruling. And whatever people are talking about with partisan politics, they're playing people because the court has ruled on that issue. It's a states' rights issue. That's where it is. That's where it lies.
Yep.
Number two, by all accounts, as far as the VP choice, Trump is reportedly strongly considering the abortion issue when considering the potential running mates that he has before him.
Yeah.
And but also the Hispanic vote, because we know the Latina vote is in play. And so what does that mean, for example, for a Marco Rubio type?
Right.
And so, or what does it mean for Tulsi Gabbard, who clearly has, I mean, she's a former Democrat. She's very moderate in her abortion stance and a female. So how does that work? But I think, yes, he reportedly, all the insiders say that he wants that's in play.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think there's any consideration to the fact that Joe Biden is obviously running with Kamala Harris? RFK Jr. now picked a female as a vice president. Does Trump go down the female road too, does he do? Because I think that would be the first time we're going to have all three presidential candidates with female VPs on the ticket, right?
I think you have to look at it from the standpoint of asking yourself the honest question, how winnable are some females out there for Trump? If you feel like you can carve away at the post Roe v. Wade deficit, then you absolutely select a female. Because right now you're polling unbelievably well with Hispanic votes. So I don't think you need Marco Rubio. You're doing better than you did in 20 and in 16 with the black vote. So I would argue that female is prop, like I've been saying, the 28-year-old career-oriented single female is the death of the GOP. So from that vantage point, yeah, I go female. And I got to tell you, I think a lot of Republicans over the last 2 weeks are warming up to Tulsi Gabbard. I saw Rich's latest interview with Tulsi.
It was great.
She was also on with Tucker Carlson. And I'm reading a lot of the mentions specifically to the little snippets of audio that Rich posted on his Twitter feed. And a lot of the comments, and now there are some detractors, oh, she's a former Democrat, blah, blah, blah. But there's a lot of people that are saying they're warming up to the idea of Tulsi on that ticket.
Here's what I would say. We've talked about this. Women, we are a tough crowd. And so just because you have a woman on the ticket does not mean that people are going to vote for you. However, the reason I mentioned Marco Rubio is that he speaks fluent Spanish. I know he's of Cuban descent, but when you have somebody named Marco Rubio and he's on the campaign trail, because Trump has said, and you've played the audio, that Trump has said, what do they really bring? In our history, not too much, but there's an exception here. You have this huge Hispanic growing population in America today. And you have somebody named Marco Rubio who's on the campaign trail speaking fluent Spanish and speaking to you and saying, I am one heartbeat away and 4 years away from being El Presidente of the United States of America. That has a lot of pull.
Yeah.
And I think Trump is strongly considering that.
I like the way you position that. Now I'm starting to backpedal on my thoughts. Maybe we do need to go down that road. Damn it, Dawn. How dare you bring logic and good stuff to the conversation?
Ron DeSantis?
Mustard.
Thank you.
I knew you wanted that.
Was put an end to the squatter scam, as he put it.
Tell
because your
that.
Home belongs to you. This is what he did. He signed a bill yesterday in Florida. This is Cut 11. Phil, go.
Does your house belong to you? Or if you are not using it, can someone just come in, squat for a period of time.
Can I just say, he's so awkward.
I gotta, it's amazing how bizarre he is, yet how great of a governor he is.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never seen somebody so awkward but so effective.
Squat.
Yeah, like I just can't.
Mustard.
Yeah,
the Babylon Bee had a headline last night: DeSantis kicked out of Republican Party for accomplishing too many things.
It's amazing.
It really is.
A little bit more from Governor Mustard.
And then claim that they have a right to be there. This so-called squatter scam is something that's happening around the country. There's even videos telling people how to go in and take over an empty house. That was never how the law was supposed to work. And in Florida, we are going to take action today to end this scam and to protect the private property rights of our homeowners. You should not have anyone go on your property and take it over and then try to assert some rights. It's absurd. We're going to put an end to it today, and we'll be leading the way yet again in the process.
Once again, Ron DeSantis, policy champion. He just gets things done. I'm thinking back to when I saw this story yesterday. I was thinking back to our caller a few days ago that wanted to challenge me on why he would vote for Biden. Yeah. I think it was Mike from Harleysville. And he tried to argue that, well, Biden actually governs and governs effectively. I'm thinking about this more and more. Think about those that actually do govern really well. And I'm not just talking just about governors, but I'll rattle off a few names. DeSantis in Florida, obviously Glenn Youngkin in Virginia, more moderate than DeSantis for sure, but very effective. Greg Abbott in Texas. If Republicans don't, quote, govern well, why is it that so many people leave blue cities and blue states for red states? They must be doing something right in these states because it's always been warm. So don't tell me, well, it's because there's great weather. Florida's had great weather since Florida was created.
So that's what's happening in Florida. There's a squatter bill that you know, is basically not allowing that. Let's go up to, as you put it, the blue cities. What is New York doing? They're being advised by the local news to put up no trespassing signs to stop squatters from stealing their homes. This audio and video is courtesy of Eyewitness News, the ABC affiliate, Channel 7 in New York. Phil, go.
What else can you do?
You can do this, Phil. Look, this was $3.47 at Home Depot. It is a no trespassing sign. You could put this up in your front door, on your property line, somewhere where you can see it from the street. But this is the catch. Take a time-stamped picture of the sign. Most iPhones do this automatically. Yeah. Because what you want to prove to police is that the sign was up before the squatters moved in.
Oh.
You know what I mean? So you have to show that time and date stamp. That's also why video security is so important. Yeah. You can show they broke in, entered illegally, and then you have helped take away their squatter rights.
And we've heard from homeowners who use the sign with the camera to get out squatters. So we know it works.
Yeah. Well, look, a lot of people have second homes. They've got property. Maybe they've inherited something that's not really right in the town or neighborhood where they live. All of this makes a difference.
Yeah, and that's when you should ask friends and family, hey, cruise by my house, you know, and take a look. See if there's a car in the driveway, light on or off. And if you see something, don't tell them to confront the people inside, because as Dan's camera saw, that can get really dicey. Just tell them to let you know.
Well, and who knew Eyewitness News ABC 7 could solve the squatter crisis with just a do not enter trespassing sign? Hey, but if that doesn't work, get the sign up that says beware, dog on property. Maybe that'll work.
Can you imagine? Yeah, signs. Signs are going to keep these people out.
It's just unbelievable. And it just how crazy is it that we're talking about squatter rights?
I know.
Like, squatters shouldn't have any rights.
I know. Dawn, I know this is where you came from, this world of news.
Mm-hmm.
But when four news anchors sit around and debate stuff, it is just not. It's so awkward. It is so awkward. They are not good at this sort of...
The banter.
They're just not. They're not.
Because everybody's trying to be so measured.
Yep.
You don't want to offend anybody.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I think that you should put up this no trespassing sign and take a time-stamped picture of it. That'll stop them. Like, I just want one of the anchors to say, like, are you effing kidding me? Like, you think a no trespassing sign is going to stop people from coming into your house?
I would love for one of those four anchors on ABC 7 in New York to have just said, you know what we should do? The same thing that Florida sheriff said. You should be able to shoot him. Remember that guy said that a couple days ago in the country?
Absolutely.
I guarantee every anchor on that set would be like, they would be frozen and paralyzed in fear.
Yep.
And biased by omission, because she should have gone on to say, The reason you have to timestamp the camera is that you, the homeowner, you have the burden of proof.
Yes.
So this is the best you can do.
Amen.
Is that you have some kind of evidence after the fact, because yep. you're going to have to go to court, pay more than $1,000 in fees, and maybe you get your property back.
You are so 100% maybe. Correct. It's up to you as the homeowner to yeah. stop people from coming into your house and illegally squatting and then taking over rights to your home.
Mm-hmm. Crazy.
It is so crazy. It is so stupid.
Hello, 2024. We're only 3 months of the year in.
Oh, my God. I can't believe we're even debating this, honestly.
I know. That's where we are.
Amen.
And for everybody who says out there that it's not a thing, no, it is.
Oh, my. Yeah.
You're in Philadelphia.
My in-laws rent properties, and they've had a lot of these issues. A lot of these issues. So it 100% happens.
Yep. I'm waiting for my sister and brother-in-law to be talking about that to me, because they own like three different townhouses that they rent out. It'll happen to them as well.
It absolutely will.
No doubt. All right, coming up next, we'll find out what's on tap for the Dawn Show today in music history and who won Twitter today. It's all still ahead as we wrap it up next on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
With all this rain, everything's in bloom. Do you notice that? And my lawn looks so lush and so green and so beautiful thanks to my lawn care company. And this time of year, that's really what you need to think about, the lawn. Before you know it, the grass is going to be overgrown with weeds, taking away from the beauty of your home. So swing into spring with Natural Lawn of America's safer lawn care treatments. Natural Lawn has been creating green, lush lawns quickly, more naturally, and with fewer weeds for more than 35 years now. And this is not your one-size-fits-all lawn care company. Natural Lawn's certified specialists tailor their treatments to your lawn's specific needs. I can tell you that my guy was out just last week. So they use exclusive organic-based fertilizers, safer weed and insect controls to give you the results that you want and the peace of mind you deserve. Locally owned, family-operated, right here in Pennsylvania and New Jersey, Natural Lawn is competitively priced and has a satisfaction guarantee. So just get started today. You want to do this. Take advantage of their limited time offer, free seating every year. Schedule Natural Lawn's full service program. Get free seating every year. 800-FREE-SEED or naturallawn.com. 800-FREE-SEED. Trust the leader in organic based lawn care. Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed. Tell them Dawn sent you.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
It is Kale and Company, Nick Dawn and Greg here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. The Dawn Show, just about 8 minutes out, and we find out what she has lined up for 10 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, we have so much going on. The Reverend Al Sharpton is taking pot shots at Trump. Trump in New York today, quite a showdown among the presidents in New York City. And we'll talk all about that and, of course, give full respect and coverage to the slain officer at the hands, allegedly, of a career criminal. Coming up at 10:05, Paul Davis is going to join us, Broaden Liberty. He's going to talk about the issue of South Philadelphia's drug addicts, aggressive homelessness, and the shady characters. Talk about continue the conversation about the squatters, although I can't get the way that DeSantis said squat out of my head. But we're going to continue that conversation and talk about the squatters here in Philadelphia. And then at 10:20, a little reprieve, a little break from the headlines of the day, because we'll have Justin Marks and Rachel Kondo, the creators of FX's Shogun, popular news series on Hulu.
Oh.
So, yeah, we'll talk about that. And then coming up at 11:30, we have Arthi Martino, who's going to join us, Bucks County, great local mom, who's going to tell us about some incredible initiatives, positive energy initiatives moving forward to really help kids get tech savvy and all of that. So we love Arthi, and we haven't had her on in a little bit. So great local Bucks County mom. But there's so much breaking. There's the judge, by the way, in Florida and Georgia, I should say, some rulings today about the Fannie case with Trump.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking at, my gosh, there's just never a dull moment. I'm looking at all of this right now.
By the way, Herman writes about the no trespassing signs.
Mm-hmm.
He says, if it was that easy, why don't Texas and Arizona just put no trespassing signs along the border? That should stop the invasion.
Yeah, boy.
Timestamp it.
Yes, with your iPhone.
Also, Old Man Dudley on the YouTube chat says, Dawn's lush lawn has a drinking problem.
Ooh.
Lawns, lush lawn.
What a lush.
Problem.
Get it?
Gotcha.
There you go.
All right, let's get to today in music history.
What happened on this day in music history? Music history on Kale & Company.
Today, March 28th, we celebrate the birthday of Chuck Ports, the bassist for the Turtles. One notable single, Voices Carry by Till Tuesday, was released on this day in 85. Albums include Led Zeppelin's House of the Holy from 73, Duke by Genesis in 80, Out of the Silent Planet by King's X, their debut from 88, and Pink Floyd's The Division Bell from 94. And by the way, that was a great tour. Also in 72, Elvis Presley recorded Burning Love. In 67, Van Morrison recorded Brown Eyed Girl, my wife's favorite. And in 64, the Beatles became the first rock stars to play at Madame Tussauds Wax Museum in London. And lastly, on this day in 82, David Crosby was actually arrested for crashing his car in San Diego. Police found cocaine and a pistol in the car. Mm. When police asked about the gun, his reply was John Lennon. For Kale & Company, I'm Phil Lundquist.
That's a great stuff. Very good one.
So good.
Nice work, Phil. All right, let's wrap it up with Who Won Twitter Today.
Who won Twitter?
The greater Chris wins Twitter. He says, who's got Trump's number? I'm going to call him and suggest Dawn for VP.
She's already got
the silver platter. She's practically in the White House already. Anyway.
There you go.
There you go.
How about that? Dawn and Trump. A Trump-Stenslin ticket.
Yeah. Sorry.
Sounds like a winner.
Sorry, you're not allowed to go anywhere. So.
Yes.
Too bad. Tell Donald to find his VP elsewhere.
Thank you.
All right. That'll do it for us. Stay tuned. The Dawn Show is next. We're back tomorrow morning at 6. Everybody have a great rest of your day. Until then.
I want my Nick Donegren.
Start your day with Kale & Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.